Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 367, Self-Confidence and the Successful LNC. Do you have the self-confidence to become a successful LNC? Not everyone does. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Lately, I've been talking with LNCs about their dreams and the obstacles they see separating them from success. When I ask, what do you think could be standing in your way? Often I hear lack of self-confidence. People often get confused about the difference between self-confidence and egotism. Egotists consider themselves the center of their universe. They act as if they feel superior to others, although that often masks insecurity. They want the certainty that they're right. They can be very rigid when it comes to disagreements that threaten that certainty. You've met healthcare professionals who react like that, right? In fact, some of those providers who are egotistical end up as defendants in medical malpractice suits. They wouldn't listen to someone who raised concerns about patient care. People who are self-confident aren't always sure they're right, but they don't base their self-assessment on external rightness. They can listen to other opinions and take advice without feeling threatened. They act with flexibility and creativity. Their confidence isn't based on the opinions of others. These qualities point to nurses who can become successful LNCs. The following questions can help you assess your self-confidence level. Please note this is not a scientific test. It addresses broad principles and characteristics of the successful entrepreneur. Can you handle uncertainty? LNC sometimes don't know exactly where their next dollar is coming from. They may have several attorney prospects who promised to keep them in mind or send a case when it is the right one. The wait can be agonizing. The LNC needs patience and calmness. While they're waiting, they're marketing to stay in front of other attorneys. Successful LNCs don't succumb to overwhelming anxiety. They don't imagine worst scenarios. They trust themselves and believe that everything will work out. They know that often things turn out in surprising ways. Sometimes attorneys send cases without any notice. The case arrives at the door, or sometimes the attorney sends more than one case at a time. Can you come up with innovative solutions? LNCs who do things the way they've always done them have little likelihood of creating and continuing a successful business. More than ever before, we live in rapidly changing cultures and economies. The self-confident LNC studies trends, asks others for advice without worrying about appearing incompetent, and are open to new ways to doing things. Are you willing to take risks? Coming up with innovative solutions is one thing. Putting them into practice is another. Do this successfully, you need to be able to take risks. You also need to be willing to change strategies when one method doesn't work out. The key quality here is flexibility. Are you sure enough of yourself to treat employees well? How you manage your team is a somewhat more subtle expression of self-confidence. The insecure boss will bridle when an employee approaches him or her with a suggestion. The boss takes it as criticism, a statement about how the boss manages things and those things don't work out. This path leads to a stagnant business. The self-confident boss treasures employees who come up with innovations, and encourages and rewards the employee who has the confidence to make such suggestions and knows that the success of the business depends on them. If you've listened this far and think you might not meet the criteria posed by these questions, don't lose heart. You can learn these skills. You might, for example, learn to take risks in another area of your life. Meet new people. Join an organization that's not within your usual social sphere. Read a book that stretches your intellect. Take little chances and learn to be comfortable with them. Most of all, don't base your opinion of yourself on what others think of you. What matters is what you think. Before I continue, here's a question for you. Do you have moments of terror, doubt, or of questioning your confidence? I know I do. Fear can undermine you and stop you in your tracks. Here's an offer for some free online training directly from a plaintiff attorney. The training is called Conquer Fear, Capture Confidence. In this training, Wayne Schoenberg will address the fears of legal nurse consultants and will show you there is a path that will get you from where you are to where you want to be. Here's a sample of what Wayne will cover in this training. 4 things that keep you from success. How to get past your fears and succeed. Why fear is natural and no one is exempt. You can use these techniques to quickly achieve success and conquer fear and capture confidence. You will learn how to live beyond fear. Get the free training to watch in the comfort of your home by going to this link, http://lnc.tips/conquer. That link again is http://lnc.tips/conquer. You can also reach the training on the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Those are the show notes for this show that you're listening to at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. I'm going to go deeper into the subject of success now. Let me ask you, who makes a successful LNC? Is it you? While I'm primarily directing this towards people who are focused on being successful LNCs, if you're already one and you wonder what you might lack, remember, we can always improve in every area of life. What you hear might give you some insights. Not everyone gets struck with a genius idea. A mystique surrounds the idea of how successful LNCs are born. They have a dream like Edison reportedly dreamt about the light bulb, and it sets them on fire. After that, no matter how many ups and downs occur, the fire keeps them moving. That's not totally mythological, as I'll describe a little later, but it isn't mandatory. Many nurses decide they want to work for themselves without knowing exactly what they want to do. The desire for independence fires them up rather than a specific vision. These different kinds of beginnings have equal validity and success rates. Is every LNC well organized? My answer here is no and yes. The idea of total spontaneity usually attaches to artists who, because they focus totally on their art, had neither the time nor the inclination for self-promotion. The expression starving artist describes a real phenomenon. These days, everybody self-promotes, and that takes organization of time, money, and other resources. Running an LNC business, even if you're the only employee, means keeping track of work for clients, billable time, and sending out invoices, to name but a few of the functions. However, and this is the yes part, when two people are partners, often one is the visionary who reaches for big ideas, and the other is the practical person who lands them. Though that's an oversimplification, many such partnerships exist. If either of these roles describes you, you might want to hitch up with someone who fits the other description. You need passion. A passionate commitment to what you do is essential. This is the key ingredient. If I'm not committed to you, do you think you'd be hearing podcast number 367? I'd be off to other projects. I am passionate about helping you in any way I can. Yes, I'm talking to you. I love hearing from LNCs who listen to my podcast and start quoting from them. It thrills me to know that I'm helping you, and you can reach me at patriciaiyer@gmail.com. You need good definition of your goals and priorities. Why do you want to do this business? Is it money? Is it flexibility? Is it getting out of a clinical role to your own business? Whatever your goals and priorities are, stay focused on them. Your family needs to support you. This is critical if your family depends on even part of your income. Not only you, but they have to be willing to take risks financially in order to support your dream. You can make this more likely to happen if you include them in that dream. Share how you feel about it. Say why you think it's important for people to reach for their dreams. When you do this, you can inspire your children, even if you have them to know that even... Blah. When you do this, you can inspire your children, even if you have to let them know that they, too, have choices. If it comes down to having to make difficult financial choices that affect them and your spouse, you need them to know how a possible sacrifice can further the dream. Always make it clear that through their support, they, too, are sharing in the building of your vision. However you do it, always keep your goals at the forefront. Live your dream. Keep your passion alive. Be sure to go through our free online training, Conquer Fear, Capture Confidence. You'll get immediate access to this training at the following link, http://lnc.tips/conquer. That link is lnc.tips/conquer. Do you have lots of questions about being a legal nurse consultant? Are you wondering how to get more clients, grow and manage a business, or dig into digital or physical medical records? Do you ever feel a bit lost? I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting for you on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help you discover ways to strengthen your skills and businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Could you use a monthly boost of knowledge to keep your skills sharp? Are you a lifelong learner who enjoys the chance to keep expanding your knowledge? LNCEU.com gives you 2 online trainings every month to build your LNC business. Look at the options at lnceu.com and start right away in the comfort of your home. Finally, are you interested in building your LNC business by getting more clients, making more money, and avoiding expensive mistakes? The lncacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.